Women are funny. La 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 la. Women are funny.
Yeah, no shit.
Women aren't funny.
Hey, lady. Nice try.
Women aren't funny.
Women aren't funny.
Mm-mm. Women aren't funny at all.
Hello.
Oh. Oh.
I think we forgot to mention to our guests, this is a singing podcast.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, everybody. We are Women Aren't Funny. I'm Emily.
I'm Alana.
I'm Mo.
If you're listening to us, you probably already know where to find us.
www.womenaren'tfunnypod.com. We are also on iTunes. Please subscribe to us, like us on Facebook, and suck my dick.
Ooh, yeah. We're also on Twitter.
We're on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. We're going to start tweeting.
WAF
podcast.
At
Andy Sinclair.
Yeah, Andy Sinclair.
Check us out.
Alana, you have something you want to talk about, correct?
Yeah, we got a hot show today, so we're getting right into it with the pop and lock.
What's popping? What's locking? It's time to be in the know.
What's popping? What's locking? It's time to get in the know. And ladies, what I know right now is that a vacation has saved my life. I woke up this morning, barely, after being sick all last night. I had a cold. And I thought, you know what? I'm going on a staycation today. So I stayed in my bed all day, this make no mistake, watching Vampire Diaries. And let me tell you, I feel refreshed, relaxed, easy, breezy, beautiful, cover me. So what I wanted to ask you guys was, when was your last vacation? Because I don't actually know when your guys' last vacation was, that you didn't do any work or any shows.
Yeah, but are you calling
like
a
that?
Vacation sitting in bed and watching Vampire Diaries? Just to clarify. I'm not saying it's wrong.
A vacation is this, where you went away from work and you didn't actually do anything or take care of like any business. So for me, this one day was like the last vacation I've had in like a year. So that's what I want to know with you guys.
Daily. I never do anything.
Straight
I never
out
get
the
anything.
Gate, hitting hard, eat candini.
Yeah, daily. No, I haven't taken a...
You especially, Emily, in so long.
I haven't taken a vacation in like over a year.
When was the last one? Like, what was the last vacay you had?
I really can't think of it.
Okay, what I can remember of you, we had a pretty good vacation before I before I moved here. And you were living in San Francisco and we came to LA for like 2 days and we stayed at the Standard. That was like a little mini vacation.
That's high
before
class.
Either one of us moved here.
I know, but I felt like we were doing stuff when we were here though.
Okay, what about when you came to Toronto?
No, because I had to do that gig and that thing in New York.
No, I don't mean that time. I mean the time before, like 2 years ago when we shot Tenise Endeavors, our hit
lesbian
video.
Ask me about my, I haven't had a vacation. Yeah, like 2 years ago maybe.
That's insane.
My vacation was when I moved out here 6 months ago. I took a road trip from Chicago to LA. I didn't do any work in between. I stayed in the fanciest motels in Nebraska and Iowa and Wyoming.
Wait, you went to Ojai for a night when you were here just a little bit ago, right?
Yeah, I did.
That counts? Because you didn't do any work, right?
That was a crycation.
Oh, crycation.
Why was it? I have those all. The beginning I feel like of every vacation is a crycation.
Why was it a crycation?
No, it wasn't actually. It technically was a vacation because all I did was, as we talked about before, all I did was get really drunk and try to ride a bike.
Okay, I love that. I feel
that's
like
a vacation.
Though, like comics, we never have actual like real vacations or real breaks because it's a constant thing. Like because it's not like say a clear 9-to-5 job. Like if you're a teacher and you have Christmas off and the summer's off. It's like because it's always going, I feel like there's never a chunk of time where you're like, oh, I have nothing to do, because then that's a bad, scary thing. You're like, oh, shit, I have nothing to do. So then you have to like make yourself do a bunch of stuff. Like, I feel like when do we ever actually get a break from it? And it might not be like stressful work like all day, like in an office or something.
No, but you're right. There are no days off and you have to have access to your email.
Always.
And crud like Facebook.
Or your shemale if you're a lady.
Right. Shemale. Check it out.
These are callbacks from 8 shows ago.
I hope
it's my thing.
People
tonight.
Get them. Yeah, you are making a. You've made, I think, three already.
I'm gonna do lots of callbacks.
That's good. That's a good thing.
Mostly to Mark Maron's podcast or Women Are Not Funny.
Never heard of it. but do you guys feel like that is one of the reasons why we're always stressed out all the time? Is because we don't actually have like real vacations or real breaks?
I'm not stressed out.
Really?
I'm not stressed out in my professional life.
I mean, in life, though. Like, that's, it's not about being stressed out in your professional life. Like, in general, you go on vacation to, like, de-stress.
Yeah, I guess it's just because, like, half the time I'm, quote-unquote, working, I'm having a lot of fun.
Oh, we get it. You have a great life.
I did two quotes there.
I mean...
yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I'm sorry to bring the funny out of it, but I love my life.
I'm not stressed out either. That's because I barely work.
Yeah, your life's okay.
Every day is a vacation. Every day is a vacation.
Here's who I want to hear their opinion about it. Our hip and hop guest tonight.
He's so hip hop.
Andy St. Clair. He walks in here. He immediately names himself new producer of the show.
That's right.
He's really doing good. He's got all the cues. Andy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
When was your last vacation?
I was thinking that as you were talking about it. I would say I went to Vegas maybe a couple years ago for like 3 days.
That's
I did go to Toronto
so
too.
Oh.
But I went there for work and then I just stayed an extra 3 days. Does that count?
Did you do anything in those extra 3 days?
No.
Okay, that counts.
That
but
counts.
Toronto? Ooh, I'm not counting that. I'll take that.
I got a free flight. I got a free flight and I stayed there.
What'd you think?
It's like little New York.
Oh, it's a baby New York.
Yeah, it's like, I feel like they have a little Times Square down there, basically.
Yeah, Dundas Square.
Yeah, yeah.
For all the Toronto listeners, just my sister. What's going on, Al?
What did you do in Vegas? Did you go see Blue Man Group?
No, I lived there for about 7 months, many years ago. So I'd seen Blue Man Group and all that shit.
Oh, okay.
Gambled like an idiot.
Yeah.
And so that maybe that's not a vacation. It's more stressful.
I feel like Las Vegas is so stressful. I've been to Vegas 5 times, mm-hmm. which is insane because I've been nowhere 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been to Vegas 5 times, and it's always stressful, even if I'm going on vacation.
I love it.
I can't stand
so
it. There's
fun.
Too many lights, too many people. The beers are like $20. I just can't relax.
I love it.
I love it.
I love gambling.
And when you're gambling, the drinks are free.
Mm-hmm.
I just hit the one penny machines. I'm having a blast.
I've never been. I have nothing to talk about on this podcast.
Get in there.
Oh, all you have to know, Circus, the hotel.
That's where I stay.
Yeah, Circus. Is the best hotel to stay.
Yeah,
there,
it is. It's right
it's
at the end of the trip.
Yep, so it's cheap too. Super cheap to go.
And I'm going with my
it's
parents at the end of the month. You want to come? Free trip.
I got nothing, so I got to stay here for that.
But if you're listening, if you're listening in, you will. You can win a pair of tickets to Vegas with Alana's parents in Atlanta.
It's not a pair of tickets; just one of you, and you're staying with Mal and Mike. That's what's going down.
Do you just get to yell "pop and lock" and then talk about anything we want?
Yeah.
So at any point tonight,
you
can just
yell
"pop and lock."
Yes.
Well, we got to give Sammy another chance at this, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And at any point in the night, if you got something
get
to say,
ready,
you
Sammy.
Can yell "pop and lock," but you got to do the "what's popping, what's locking," get in the know, and then you go.
And then I just rant about something.
I mean, you're the producer, buddy. It's your show. You tell us,
Sammy. Just be ready for it whenever. Okay. Great.
Sammy, our former producer, she's being a real good sport about this.
Andy, when did you move here? You just moved here from Chicago not that long ago.
Yeah, right,
right
on mid-October, early November.
How is LA?
I mean, I carry my surfboard everywhere I go. It's great. I've got frosted tips. I know the listeners can't see it, but they're going great.
And you're talking about your beard.
And
just the tips of your beard are frosted.
Beard. He has very close. He's frosted.
He looks good, ladies.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of Ocean Pacific pants. That's what I wear.
Oh, you got
OP.
Yeah, he's not in a shirt right now.
No.
I'll make that clear.
Yep, just straight up OP pants. But it's nice outside of that.
Yeah.
I mean, the weather's okay.
Whereabouts are you living?
Just moved to, I guess it's like Melrose and Vine, ultimately.
Okay.
Like Sam Richardson.
West
Sam?
Hollywood?
I love Sam Richardson. He's wonderful.
Yeah.
Just a good guy. You're originally from Paris, correct?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Where are you originally from?
Missouri. Northern Missouri.
Oh, okay.
But there is a Paris, Missouri. There is a Paris, Missouri, but I'm not from there.
So you grew up in Missouri?
Grew up in Missouri. Then I went to college in Southwest Missouri State.
Okay.
And then I left there when I graduated after about 5 years, maybe 5 and a half.
Take your time.
Yeah.
But I took my time.
Relax.
I enjoyed it. I had a great time. And then I moved to Chicago in 1998.
And then you like took over Chicago, dude.
I was there for a long time. I think if you just stay there long enough, eventually you can take over anything.
Andy, as one of your former audience members, dude, you were not to be missed in that city, man. You dominated.
Thank you.
The bitch, to tell you the truth.
I like it. This is why I like this. I'll take all those bitches. I was there for quite a while, and then I got bored a couple years ago, and I was like, I should just move.
When did you move here?
Last October, early
November.
I feel like Mo, you gotta listen.
I feel like it was just yesterday. You said that.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And then
yeah. Did you say October?
Yeah, mid-October, early November. Oh, it's all right. You know,
I thought you said November.
For every callback to previous podcast, you can miss one of the current. Is that that's the rule?
But and your time
to the helicopter.
Your time in Vegas, that was through Second City, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, I lived there for 7 months from February of 06 to like August.
What was it like to actually live there though? Because I mean,
it was awful. It was awful. Like, I mean, I was living for free at this place for 3 months, so I assumed I would get. I'd be like, I'll just gamble every night, and then I must have called my mom at least once, crying, being like, I need $500 so I can pay my rent.
I need $500. I'm gonna win the next hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Was it on the Strip? Or you
at the Flamingo
strip?
Hotel.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Right on the Strip.
School.
Yeah, and lived right at the corner where Tupac got shot. The Meridian is the.
Is there groceries there? What do you eat?
Yeah, you could drive. There's like grocery stores, but not on the Strip. You had to go a ways from it.
Did you have a car?
Well, you know, we did actually. Marty Garcia, he left, and I kind of took his spot, and he went on a boat. But he had a car. He bought a car there. He was going to move it to L.A. So he left his car in Vegas and let us have it for
that
time.
That's so great.
Yeah. Did you guys party in his car?
Oh, yeah. I mean, tons of partying, that little green
egg.
Did
you party more in Vegas or more in your collage years?
Collage.
Who were you like in college? Were you like, guys, it's time for the game. It's Friday.
I was a theater major.
Oh.
But I was also, as a fact I rarely tell people, I was also president of my fraternity for a while.
Really?
What? Of course you were. That makes sense.
Yeah, I was a Phi Delta. Phi Delta Theta.
Wait. Like, you were in a real-life fraternity?
Yeah, real-life fraternity.
Oh, my God. What's
like
it like?
Revenge
is it just
of
like the
Nerds?
Is it like Skulls?
Not Skulls. We were way less. Are you talking like those Skulls and Bones or one?
The movie with Joshua Jackson.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about
that.
I don't know that movie.
Alana only knows Joshua Jackson.
Joshua Jackson
movies.
Loves Friends.
So she knows.
Loves Friends.
Yeah, she knows three movies.
Yeah.
I know quite a few three movies.
Yeah, I lived in a house, and I lived in the fraternity house, and, you know.
Do you keep in touch with your brothers?
Yeah, I really call them friends more than brothers, but you wouldn't call them brothers.
Yeah.
But
buddy, you're not fooling me. I know when you see each other,
right.
You're like, brother, and you have a secret handshake.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys call each other brother in college, though? I feel like that's a thing.
I think you do at the fraternity house a lot.
Okay.
At the fraternity house,
how many
happens.
Guys are in a house?
We probably had like 30 or so.
So,
yeah.
So being in a frat is like the opposite of being a priest.
Yeah, sometimes, you know.
Like, you show the same respect of like treating, you know, your peers as family, brother, father, in the same way, but yours is a much more debauched.
It was a pretty old house, first of all. And then in the second floor, there was a bathroom with three stalls. There was a toilet, and urinal, but there was no, like, door on each toilet. So you just shit. You shit right in the toilet.
Wow.
People just walked right in, took a shower. There was also a shower.
So stage fright is eliminated, like, right away.
Yeah, I mean, you get used to people walking in, you shitting, or... I remember somebody threw shit out a window. Stuff like that does happen.
Was there a lot of parties and babes?
Well, you know, when I was a senior, when I was the president, I actually did this.
President Sinclair.
Yeah, it was a real laxed term.
Did people call you Mr. President?
I wish I would have made people do that. Looking back, I just had to run a meeting or two and be like, "All right, this is what we're doing. Cool, get out of here." Or if anybody got in trouble, I had to be.
What did you guys do? Isn't it? Not to offend you, but isn't it just like you pretend to do charity so that you can hang out with a bunch of people and party all the time?
Yeah, you have parties. It used to be able to have parties on campus at your house, but then around the late 90s, everybody started getting hurt, and then they started like outlawing all that shit.
Right. I was in a baby sorority in high school, so I kind of know what happened.
Oh, yeah.
What's a baby sorority?
Yeah, what is it? It's like a
It's a sorority in high school.
Like
you don't
people who have kids?
What?
Yeah,
why is it a baby sorority? Like a little.
It's a baby sorority. It's like there's a mother sorority that like looks after you. Like ours was, what was it? I don't even know. I was really invested.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Lambda something. And like there's adult sororities too, with like full grown people who are still
mom was
really.
In one of those.
Yeah.
I think she
wait a
was.
Minute, like after, like not part of school, like beyond school.
Like middle-aged women who get together, plan events, pick a charity.
Why can't you just call that a circle of friends, though?
Because that's already a movie, yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Without Joshua Jackson, so I know four movies now.
Understandable.
So I did that.
I think my mom was in one of those sororities. I should ask her, but I remember when I was younger, she would go away, then she would say she had a sorority meeting, and I never knew what that was.
Yeah.
So wait, and what did your baby sorority do?
They, they like would sit around and gossip and be rich. Mm-hmm. And then there would be meetings where they would talk about like what kind of charity should be like the big charity that year that they were going to raise money for. And then someone would say like, oh, well, you know, Bosnia is kind of war torn right now. And then the majority of the girls would say, we should be helping people in the U.S. We should be helping people closer to home or in our own community. And then I would inevitably stand up and tell everybody off and be like, oh, no. you're all idiots. How dare you?
Emily, I would that is, anything to that see is, sorority.
That is the most insane statement I've ever heard in my life. You're all horrible people.
Oh my God. Like sororities aren't, it's not like
they weren't all horrible people though.
It's not like really a thing in Canada. That's like, it's just not.
I'll
like,
name the horrible ones.
It's like more of an American.
Laura.
University.
Laura C.
Yeah, like it's like we have it. And I mean, I think there was some, but it's not like a thing. Like it's just not really a thing that happens.
In colleges, it's not?
No, it's not.
Not even baby sororities? University.
Like, we do. We have colleges too, but we, universities like, the better thing, okay. I guess. So like it's kind of split. It's different now. Like the colleges are getting better, but for a while it was like really distinct. You go to university or you go to college. Mm-hmm. And it was like
they call it university because that's what they call it in Great Britain.
Oh, do you
university.
Okay. And do you think you're a better person because of being in fraternity?
Yeah,
did it help you like become a leader?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are
yeah.
you a leader?
Sure. Yeah, yeah. You guys see, I lead all the time, right?
Okay, yes. If you had to lead us right now, like, what would you do? Yeah. Like, okay, we're in a meeting right now. You're the prez, and obviously because you're the producer.
Oh, yeah,
we're in a meeting right now. Okay, yo, go. This is sorority.
All right.
Go.
We'd have to go over minutes from last week's meeting.
Fuck you!
All right, good call, Hank. We got to keep it going. So, minutes.
All right, I got this, brother.
Thanks. You call me brother.
We discussed the devastating rape of three girls
mm-hmm.
behind our fraternity house.
In our rape cage that we made ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Rape cage? That's what we call this studio. We call it the rape cage.
Yeah.
It was a callback to what we didn't say on air. Go ahead.
Mo, you are killing it. Killing it with the worst callbacks I've ever heard tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else did you guys go? Like, what did you guys do? Was it mostly about like
like,
David, stop playing with all the eggs.
Yeah,
we need to make breakfast.
Yeah.
Well, we had a cook. We had a cook in the house.
What?
Yeah. His name was Art Hodge, and he cooked dinner, and I think he might have had breakfast, too. Yes, he was a black guy, if that's your next question.
It was.
I was going to actually ask, was it an old black woman?
Yeah, and my question was, how black was he?
He ran for city council. Springfield was there, I think, and he lost many years ago.
Did he lose to you?
No, I didn't. I was already gone by that point.
Mr. President.
But then he would make food. His big catchphrase was loose lips sink ships. And he would say that all the time.
Wait, what secrets did he want you to keep?
I don't know.
What secrets did he want you to keep? I love
him. I'm not sure, but he would always say that. And then his food wasn't great. But you had to be there from like 5 to 6 or you wouldn't.
Or you didn't get dinner?
Yeah.
Like Hogwarts.
Yeah, it was pretty. Yeah, that's what it's like a lot like. You guys have seen Harry Potter.
Is it exactly like?
Yep.
Wait, now
we were like.
Oh, so when you get into a fraternity, mm-hmm. you gain magical powers.
Yeah, we were like the Hufflepuff house. That's what we were. We were like the.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah.
Nobody likes that.
Nah. It's kind of the bad house.
You went to Chicago, mm-hmm. And you have a really, really close group of dude friends
yep.
that you worked with a lot,
mm-hmm.
people of Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And there's something I've heard it from probably about a bunch of those guys.
It's probably true.
The head.
Always anal. What's that?
The head.
The head.
Whose head is the biggest?
Oh, well, they're going to say me. They're going
to
always say me.
They always say you, and they always say that you're going to say, I think, Danny.
Danny.
Yep, exactly.
Danny.
You have a massive head.
I do. I have a lot of hair, and I've just got a round pumpkin-like head.
But see, give us a spin.
All right,
that's a head, all right.
So, I mean, look at
that's a presidential
head. Well, Fenderich has like a horse face. He's got a long, like, horse face. He looks
so
like
his
Ron
head
Perlman.
Looks bigger from the front than it actually
is. Well, it's just so
is.
Long. His, like,
he might
Perlman.
Have the longest face.
Yeah, it's so long.
Longest
yeah, did you guys
face.
Measure?
Yeah,
we
as
did
well?
A, we, well, that's probably,
I,
yes.
I know
did
you did the dunk.
Yeah, we did a water displacement test that Bill Arnett set up. All of us went to Galena, to Dave Hill's house.
Okay.
And, so we just decided to get it on. We probably had some drinks, and we're like, so Bill got a big bucket out, and he put some water in it, We all dunked our heads, and whoever displaced the most water won the contest.
And who displaced the most water?
Supposedly I did, but okay. At that time, my hair was a little bushier, shaggier, even than it
is
right now.
Wait, so is this like your adult fraternity? These guys?
I mean, it's very similar, because it was all dudes. Yeah, but yeah. Mora's got a huge head. Fenderich, Archibald's got a pretty big head.
I have a really big head, too. People say I have a really big head.
Are you long? Like this
I'm way? Just like, it's hard for me to put hats on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
I have a big head. I have massive hair. I have huge hair.
Yeah, I think yours is mostly hair. I don't think you have a big head.
No, it's a big head. It's also a big head on its own. It's pretty big.
I have a big head. My head always looks twice the size of everyone else in photos. And photos. I hate that.
It's photos are the thing that gives it away. And you're like, oh my God.
Sammy, you got to take a picture of Andy and Emily right now. We're going to post it online and we want people to vote.
Here,
who
I
looks
got
like
it. I got the better angle.
You two get together. We want to vote who looks like in this photo they have the biggest head.
I mean, it's going to be me.
There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy.
Can we have a moment of silence on the podcast for the photo? Yeah.
I look wide.
Okay.
Do I look scared? I tried to look scared.
It's also
she looks beautiful.
Was it Bill Arnett's idea though to do the water displacement test? Because that's now like a common job interview question.
Yeah.
At Google is
really?
And places like that. It's like it's because they're looking for people who are smart and.
Sorry, guys. Our pizza's here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they ask people, how would you weigh your head? And
really?
That's one of the best answers to get like an approximation.
Oh,
is
what would people normally be like, put it on a scale?
Yeah, or measure it.
Cut it off. Put it on a scale.
I just want to take a quick time out and say, Emily, your new nail polish looks great.
It's chipping so much.
But it's a really nice color.
It looks great.
Her and I had a shopping trip last week. It was great.
This is the thing, though. I've never painted my nails before in my life because I'm such a boy.
Mm-hmm. She's a beautiful boy.
And then I turned a certain age and I went through a phase of like wearing lipstick and would announce to people, I wear lipstick because I'm a woman now.
Mm-hmm. I was there for a few of those.
And so I had another woman now moment and painted my nails. And then I did this yesterday.
Oh my God. For anyone who can't see it, they're really chipped. It's already really chipped. Considering you did it yesterday.
I cannot be a woman.
You're like me. Like, I can't paint my nails either because we're real hands-on. People like we're not really delicate or careful with our hands. We're just not.
No,
like,
I'm
we're always cut up. You're Emily bruises. Emily's gotta be one
bruiser?
Of the most bruised people.
I have an iron deficiency.
She easily bruises,
thanks
but like
for bringing
she'll
it up.
Have insane like black welts on her thighs, and I'm like, are you okay? And I'm like, where'd you get this? She's like, oh, I don't know. Like, just so casual about it.
So if somebody's gonna hit you where it's not gonna be seen, it's like ribs.
Fine, you guys. I hit myself. Okay. I hit myself every day.
And that goes to show she's also the strongest person.
Right, yeah, she's super strong.
Dude.
I call it giving myself nucks.
No,
I just
Andy, mm-hmm. is that so I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you guys notice that kind of thing? Like the nail polish, the lipstick, like, is that
would you notice
to
this?
Any of you
did
guys?
You notice earlier?
No, I did not notice earlier. But I'm not the most observant of guys.
But do
like
you
in
like
general.
Do you notice that like with a woman or like do you like a woman how she's like kind of really like dressed up or are you just like jeans and tee all the way?
Well, I'm always gonna be rooting for a jeans and tee. I will always root for it.
You're an OP pants guy. Of
yeah.
course he loves
yeah,
jeans.
Yeah, I'm always
gonna
root for
tea.
Like a t-shirt and jeans. I will always root for because then I feel like I can wear jeans and a t-shirt.
You know what, though? I feel like girls can be super dressed up and guys can just look regular.
But I will.
Like,
I mean, I love a lady in a dress, though, for sure.
Yeah.
You'll be like, oh, yeah.
You seem like a gown guy.
Oh, women, yeah, like a evening gown?
I like my women in gowns.
For God's sakes, mm-hmm. he's the president.
Yeah. That was a one, you know, 1 year.
Anyone who can't see right now, I am crushing on Andy.
Yeah.
Alana is crushing on Andy. Mm-hmm. I love that it's like, so what do you like? What are you into?
Well, you know, I mean, I like everything.
Here's our pizza guy, Lewis. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Lewis.
Thanks so much for coming by.
Hi, Lewis.
Little Lewis
Thank
from
you.
Domino's Pizza. He is a ham. Oh, if he didn't have another run, I'd get him on the mic right now. I'd tell you he'd blow it up. Make no mistake. So... Okay,
yep.
Andy, so
yep.
you are, can I ask,
yep.
it might be too personal,
nope.
are you dating anyone right now?
Yes.
He is.
Tell
yep.
us about
Buzz
it.
Buzz off,
and
Alana.
What kind of, is she a jean and tee?
Yeah.
Gown?
No,
gown gal.
She's like an elevated jean and tee.
Yeah.
She's
nice.
Super cute.
Yeah.
Really, I'm just going to describe
yeah,
your girlfriend.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'll just
Take
say yes
away,
to
Emily.
It.
She's super
be better than me.
Really, really, really pretty.
Yep.
And she's like dressy cash.
Yeah.
And she's gorgeous.
Yeah, she's dressy
and really cool.
I met her in Chicago. Actually,
I know this. I know this girlfriend. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Okay, I know who this
met
is.
Met her
yeah.
at McCartney. I went to McCartney, and when he was at Wrigley, I went there on whenever he's there two nights. I went the first night.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next night, we went back up there and just went hanging around outside of Wrigley, listening to it, and then hung out with her and her brother.
Wait, so you just randomly met her?
Yeah, but I'd met her before. But then we ended up hanging out, and then we hung out for a little while in Chicago before she moved out here.
So she moved here with you?
No, she moved out before I did.
Oh, what's she doing out here?
She works for a talent manager.
Oh, whoa, okay. Mm-hmm. Right in the biz.
Right in the biz.
Loving that.
Do you love romance?
Do I love romance?
Yeah.
You know, I don't.
Back and ready.
Yeah, she really comes right flying. I bet you I'm probably not the most romantic gay.
What's the most romantic thing you've ever done?
Yeah. Like, what would be?
The girls are going nuts.
Let's see. I can't pop and lock this.
Yeah,
I can't
pop. Yeah, Sammy. Only he can.
I can't pop and lock this, Sammy. Keep hold on to your pants.
hold on your old piece.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Most romantic. Like going on a date, that kind of thing. Like what do we do?
Like something really thoughtful, like that you pre-planned, like something you pre-planned.
Oh, that's not. I'm not great at that.
Or just something like out of nowhere. Yeah. Like you were like, you know what? This would really make her happy.
Yeah, like she'd love this. This dress would look beautiful on her. Like I think that.
Oh,
that's
that would
romantic.
Be fun. That would be fun. I just bought. It would be fun. I don't. That.
What a great romantic.
I did
day.
Just buy tickets for her and I to go back to Lollapalooza. Does that count?
Oh.
She wanted to go to Lollapalooza.
Yeah, that's nice.
Okay, it's not romantic.
That's not romantic.
Okay. No.
I think it's kind of romantic.
Did you surprise her? Or was she like, I'd really like to go to
No, it was a surprise. It was a surprise.
Okay.
Did she eat away your edible underwear and the tickets were underneath them?
Yeah, that's how I
imagine everyone romantic. Has sex with edible underwear, but I don't know how it works.
And what does it taste like?
It's strawberry. I think, because I've tried it.
Anything can be edible underwear. You can put any kind of food on your bottoms, and it can be edible underwear.
But not really, because...
Yeah, bologna.
Because for it to be underwear, you have to be able to stand in it without it falling off.
Yeah,
That's like me saying, like, anything can be underwear. Look at my bottle underwear.
Yeah, Emily's got a bottle on her crotch, and it might catch on.
I'm just saying.
Right.
Just letting everybody know it might catch on.
It has to hang on there. You have to be able to walk around.
You have had edible underwear?
No.
I wish.
I don't know. I can't think of one good.
What's
romantic
the least
thing.
Romantic thing? Every
everything
done.
Else I do. Everything else I do.
Have like, you ever done a real like douchebag move? Like she like came out and was like, "Oh, I want to get married," and then you like came in her eye or something. Like, real tasteless.
What a
real,
douchebag
yeah.
move.
Real degrading.
Yeah, not yet. I'm saving that for much later.
Much
yeah,
later.
Wedding day. That's the. The wedding day.
I like that the woman on the wedding day would be like, I want to get married.
Yep.
That's cute.
Moment.
Yeah.
At that moment.
That's romantic of her.
Yeah, Andy's going to marry someone real dumb.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
standing there in a wedding dress. I want to get married.
I want to get married.
That is my hope. Now, what's the most romantic thing that's been done to you guys?
Oh, this is
been
such
done
a good question. He is so good.
Most romantic. Anybody?
Wait, did somebody already take the cum in the eye thing? Did you take that or is that yours?
That's a daily thing for me.
Okay.
Right.
Which is why today I was on vacation. I was like, not today,
yeah, that's
buddy!
Vacant.
And I could happily take off my sunglasses and like relax my eyes.
Okay, high school.
So far, so good.
Yeah, I was dating a man who would later be in a fraternity as well.
Right.
He's one of your brothers, but a different fraternity.
Really? We're not all related.
Any fraternity, you're all brothers,
we're all brothers?
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he's, not a
that's
ours.
So he's one of your brothers,
that's how it works.
Right? This was, to everyone else, this is romantic, although this was really frightening for me. What happened was he was asking me to prom, and he made me drive his mom's PT Cruiser. And I was driving it, and I never drove, so I was really nervous about it. And a cop pulled me over, and I was shitting my pants. And the cop was like, "You need to come in the back of the car." And I was like, "I never drove," so I was like, "This is regular, okay? Mm-hmm. I'll go in the back of the car."
Sure.
This is like what happens. They just ask you to go in the back of the car to check things out. And then he comes back like 5 minutes later. Meanwhile, everyone at the Gap saw me get in the back of this car because we're
not
right
the
outside.
Gap.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Those are my
Gap.
Sisters.
Yeah.
And Caribou Coffee. It was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And
all those khaki pants. Saw.
All these khaki pants were just wetted and because they were scared for me. Anywho, so he brings up this card and he's like, "Here you go." And it was a card that said, "Will you go to prom with me?" And it was from this
cop?
Guy. No.
Wait.
Yeah, the cop asked me to prom. It was weird.
Wait, what? Who thought that was romantic?
Yeah,
that's terrifying.
No, I was like sweating and I couldn't talk to him for 15 minutes. And he was like, "I thought that was so romantic. I paid that guy like $200.
You were sweating. I would have been like, "That's unlawful imprisonment. And I'm taking everyone, including this PT Cruiser, to court."
I was so
PT Cruiser's
shy,
not fit to stand trial.
I was scared. I was really
that's
shy
terrifying.
And
that's insane.
Yeah, outside the Gap.
Okay, that
right, you, that's the place you're most upset
yeah,
about.
Yeah, your emphasis yeah. on that is yeah.
not well, I mean, Filene's.
Yeah, and where does it go from Filene. There? It's like, Filene's. Like if you had stayed with him, it's like, what's going to happen? A SWAT team is going to burst
oh,
into your home for the day he proposes to
or
you?
Lose your, or lose your yeah. virginity yeah. at right. gunpoint?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That one sounds like...
My story is way more... calming than yours. That's okay. insane. That's so crazy.
But people were like, oh, that's romantic. He thought of that what? Stuff. He paid off this cop. And I was like, I was honestly terrified.
Wait, I will say, yeah, I will say my mom for prom, maybe uh-huh. like a prom, my prom story is that my mom paid someone to take a carriage with me and my prom date, like drive, take a carriage up.
That's
nice, right?
Amazing. Yeah.
Wait, did she was in the carriage with you?
No, my mom. No, no.
So
no.
wait, you
just
guys
me.
Like rolled up
a prom
carriage?
No, yeah. No, his yeah. mother owns a carriage. No.
It's a very small
horses.
Town in Missouri. A lot of horses.
Like, losing
that's
it?
Great.
No, but I think that the girl
that's
liked
like
it.
That's like my sweet 16
like,
kind
Jesus.
Of shit. That's awesome.
That's amazing.
My mom got she got real into it.
Were you the president
of so romantic.
Your high school?
I will admit this. I was president of my student council my senior year.
You're the Mr. President.
Yep. That was when I was taking on leadership roles, not anymore. Yeah. Not,
okay. Wow.
Not
that's so cool. Your mm-hmm. mom's so romantic.
She is real romantic. She'll love it. Yeah.
That's so cool. Your mom would never pull that cop stunt.
No, my mom, no. She would be offended.
Classy.
She would be offended.
My mom would not.
Is your mom single? What's up with her and I?
Yeah, I'm crushing on Andy's
nope,
mom.
Nope. She's married still to Frank. Mary and Frank.
Frank.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my mom's name is Mary.
It's a good name.
Hey, Mary.
What's
are
your middle
they
name?
Sisters? Eileen.
Alice.
My mom's name is Frank.
Oh.
Hey.
Middle name?
Lunatic. That's romantic.
Let's hear your romantic
okay,
story.
Okay, here's mine. Also in high school, just a hot time all around. Mm-hmm.
Wait. One quick. Did you have dreadlocks at the time or not?
Yeah.
Red dreadlocks. This was post. Okay.
Elena had dreadlocks in high school.
You went through a heavy dreadlock phase?
I did. The town was. I had really long, like perfect ringlet hair, and mm-hmm. everyone would always come and
perfect
pull
ringlet hair.
Perfect ringlet hair.
All you have to say is you had dreadlocks. Tell your story.
And everyone would always grab my hair, so I put it in dreadlocks to punish the town.
Okay.
So
sure.
5 weeks
sure.
later, I cut it off. Ended up punishing myself, as it turns out.
Do you cut it off or do you shave it off?
No, you have to cut them out. You have to cut it out. Mm-hmm. And I had hair right to my head, but it was dyed red at the time, so I looked like Ronald McDonald. Joke on me. Not it was like this was a good 2 year right. bit.
But you still
out.
Thought it was really cool. I remember when I made
so
fun
cool.
of you for that. You were like, that was my cool period.
That was my cool period.
Wow.
So that says that about me. Anywho, so this is post dreadlock. So at this point, okay. everyone's over me, over my drama. I'm not cool. My 5 weeks are done. And it was this guy. I was on the improv team in my high school. I wasn't even dating this guy. He was, I think, maybe a year or 2 years younger than me. And he was like so in love with me. And he was so I had a crush on him too, but it's like, you know, in high school where age difference does matter. So I was like, obviously never gonna happen. It was my last year. I was like, you know, gonna leave. So this one night, it was my birthday, and we had all, like me and my sister and this guy and this other guy on the improv team, we were all friends. We hung out all the time and had sleepovers like every weekend. Nothing ever happened. We went out I went to the school dance because there was a dance. And they didn't come. And then when I came home, I like went to open the door and it was locked. And then my sister comes to the door and hands me this note. And I was like, what? So there was this whole scavenger hunt set up all over my house. It took like an hour for mm-hmm. me to like go to thing, find another clue. And I was like, oh my God, I was loving these surprises. And then the big surprise was that in this closet was this like diorama made out of wood of the improv of the drama room that we would all practice in, painted exactly as is, with that had everything in it, and a little not Play-Doh,
clay,
yeah, of all of us painted our hair, my hair, all the ringlets, everybody's like exact bodies of all of us, and he'd made this for me because like I was really into this improv team, and he made it for me. It took him 7 hours, and he made it like in his workshop for me, and he was just standing there and like was smiling at me, and I was like, what? And I was like, I started like bawling my eyes out because I was like, why would somebody do something so nice for me? So that was definitely the most romantic. Cut to a few years later, my friend and I left it in this like really ghetto park in Toronto to see if any kids would want to come play with it. We came back the next day, someone had burned it. But that was the most romantic thing ever.
Did
like
you
that
kiss the guy or like What did you just say? Thank you and be like, cool,
that
I'm out
night,
of here.
He showed me his dick because
sure, he made that wood thing.
Wait, no, he just presented it to you.
Yeah.
Yes, because
look, it's made of clay.
We were all having the big sleepover, but like I went to go sleep in my room because I wanted to get a good night's sleep. So he came to my room like later on, and like we were talking, and then he was like, "I just wanted you to know I have a really big penis," and I was like, "Okay, wow. Let me see it." And he showed me, and I was like, was "Yeah, it? That's pretty big. You gotta get out of here."
When he pulled his penis out, was the little doll in the shape of you hanging onto it? I don't find that romantic either. I find that terrifying as well.
See, I thought it was so romantic because it meant a lot. I loved this improv team. It was like my life, and I was going to be so sad to leave it. So it meant a lot to me that he made me this memory to hang on to forever
or
one day be burned.
But do you not know it's a bad sign if someone starts making small versions of you? Like, that's sociopathic behavior.
Yeah, like not when you're 18. I'm having a blast. I'm like, look at this attention.
I agree, though. I think like anybody making something of you is kind of creepy. Like even in Titanic, I'm like, why are you drawing her? Like this is creepy.
Well, that's normal. People
Titanic,
sit
100 years ago.
People sit for drawings. I mean,
good call back.
Good call. Just happened this last Saturday, right?
All right, Emily. Let's hear 3D. Yours. Let's hear yours.
I don't have anything.
Oh, Emily, guys,
this is my worst podcast.
Over you.
Guys love me, but do they do anything romantic or anything I would consider romantic? No.
Okay, is there anything they do that we would consider romantic? So anything like sociopath, like right, anything? Like
made a small figurine
life,
of you.
Oh,
drawing.
Did they hit you, punch you, our style of stuff?
No, there was this one guy who flew me to Barcelona to hang out with him for one night.
Whoa,
that's one night?
That's a lie. I'm not that. Nothing has ever happened.
Have you ever done anything romantic to
two people? Not four, but to them?
Has your mom?
I'm going to put this romance upon you.
Flowers at their face.
No, like anyone who was even like mildly romantic ended up being a stalker. I did.
It's okay.
I received.
That's what yours was, right?
Yeah.
I received, call back to the pizza, empty pizza boxes for months with records I liked in them that were mailed to my house. And I would open the package and it would be a pizza box. And I would always be like, oh, if one of my asshole friends mailed me a pizza. Because I figured at some point it was going to be a rotten pizza. And they were coming from like across the country. And that happened for like a while. And then I found out who it was.
Who was it? Can you say it?
It was my dad. No, it was from the grave.
Like girl with a dragon
romantic.
Tattoo.
Yeah, he'd preset all of these pizza boxes. Oh. Glenn.
Oh wow.
So that's romantic to people. That's
but it. But he also like he's. It started as like a funny friend joke kind of thing, and then we dated much later on. So I don't even think that was a romantic gesture. I think he knew I every time I opened the package, I would think there'd be a rotten pizza in there, and he found that funny.
It would be more that's romantic if the record were edible. Like, if you could eat
panties.
It. Yeah, if you could. I wasn't even making that callback. I'm just saying if you could.
I got you.
I once, or if it were a actually, pizza. I did once get flown to Europe.
Is this another
for a guy? No, this is actually true. Mm-hmm. Elena knows it's true.
Okay.
Yeah, I got flown to Europe and stayed in Europe for like 28 days with a guy. The second day, I did find a used condom on the floor. And he had had sex with another girl the second day I was there.
Matt, you said 26 days though.
That was kind of rough.
That's romantic. He like let you know.
Did you call him out? Did you ask him, or did you just like, hey?
Oh, I fully. Yeah, okay. I was like, excuse me.
What do you say?
Nothing. He was like really like,
I wanted to warm up for you.
Yeah.
No. He had sex with her. Yeah. After I got there.
If it was before, okay, fine. Because like, you guys are apart, whatever. But it's
because
you got there and then your shit's in the room. Where were you?
It was in a room with a mate. I was with mutual friends. Having hot tub soak.
Hot tub soak?
Oh. What a shame. You're on a vacation relaxing.
That's a vacation.
Falling.
I've never had a good vacation. Yeah. That's also why I was like, last vacation I've had, I stopped taking those years ago.
No,
they never go well.
It's your safest bet now that I know. I didn't know that condom thing. I misunderstood that. When you told me that, I thought you'd found it from before you got there.
Previous.
I was not aware that it was when you were there, dude.
Yeah. So I just drank whiskey from dawn till dusk. For 26 days.
Wait, did you guys sleep together again?
26 days.
Oh, I had sex with him the whole trip.
Okay.
Just to be like,
I'm still having sex with him.
Right, to show him.
Like, yeah. No, like more to show her, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then before I left, I apparently drunkenly like went up to her and was like, we fucked the whole time. And then like walked away and then left the next day.
Oh, Emily. All
right.
Holy shit.
That is amazing.
And I lived with him and we were together for 2 years.
Did you know him before you went to Europe?
Yeah, we lived together in Chicago.
This is like a really old, yeah.
Yeah.
Old friend.
We were living together and then I went to visit him. It was fun.
Huh. It sounds fun.
I love vacations.
Yeah.
When you can have them.
What's the best vacation you've ever had, Andy?
I probably honestly haven't taken one in years, but I would say anyone with, when I was younger, my dad always would, and we'd always take family vacations all the time.
Yeah, we did too.
But we never went like to a city. That was my dad's thing. Like we went to fucking Wyoming or South Dakota, North Dakota.
That's crazy.
Utah. Yeah.
Did you guys camp? We were campers.
Yeah. Camped. We camped a lot at a hotel. I remember once we went to the Grand Canyon and my dad was like, hey, I'm going to walk down the canyon and then I'm going to walk back out that night.
That's crazy.
And so we were like, okay. So we dropped him off and my dad was like, be back here at like dusk, which is like 7 o'clock with me, my brother and my mom. So we get there. And we wait for like 2 hours. It's nighttime. Now it's like 9, 10 o'clock. And he doesn't ever show up. So, of course, immediate panic goes through everybody. He's like, he's fucking dead. You know, like, I'm crying. I'm probably, you know, I'm 22. No, I'm 11. And my brother's 9.
You also know that if your father's missing and possibly dead, it's okay to cry at 22.
Yeah, no.
Even the president can cry if his father's missing.
I should have. But now I was 11. I was crying. My mom was fucking furious. And then so we left, we went back to the cabin. I think we're saying some cabin or something. And then we came back the next morning like at 6 a.m. and waited for him to come out. He finally came out. He was like, "Ooh, got down to the bottom, couldn't make it back up." And so he's like, he had like blisters all over his feet. He was fucking miserable. I think my mom just screamed at him for the next 4 or 5 hours.
Lips,
yeah.
You guys didn't
very
call?
Upset. She was very upset. And she had the right to be.
Frank.
You guys didn't call anybody?
Yeah.
You didn't call anybody though?
We didn't have any cell phones. I think we called like his father, my grandpa. But
I was like thinking somebody that could help.
No. We just waited.
Waited.
That's scary.
And they probably wouldn't send out a search team at night anyway.
Right. That late.
Especially not back in the 1930s.
Right.
Because you were 11, right?
Yeah, in the 30s. It was 11.
Nailed them.
It was right in Depression. Depression.
You look like you're 28.
I'm not. I'm 36.
I know. What?
My birthday's on Sunday.
You look so
young.
Your
birthday's on Sunday.
Yep.
Wait, what are you doing? What is your...
I'm going to Coachella.
You're going to Coachella?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Coachella's.
No, it's not a grocery store. It's a...
Coachella's. I'm going to Coachella's.
Is that a Gelson's?
Yeah, it's like a Gelson's. It's right around Melrose and Wilcox.
It's too expensive. I won't shop there.
It's great there.
Are you like afraid for your life?
For Coachella, I am a little bit because I'm gonna like it's gonna be a long one. Those things are long. Those fucking music.
Is that
festivals.
Bigger than Lollapalooza?
Not acid. I don't think acid. Lollapalooza. I think so.
It just seems crazy to me because it's like outside of the city.
How long does it go?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I think it starts at like 12 or 1, and it ends at like 1 a.m. The morning.
That's too much. I need to sleep.
That's a lot. Yeah, I'm gonna go there on Friday by myself.
Who are you excited to see? Like what?
By yourself?
On Friday, and then other people are coming Saturday and Sunday.
Oh.
No, I'm
just going right by myself. Three days.
Wicked. I was like, I mean, I guess you could meet people there.
Nope.
That'd be fun, but
I will not
dangerous.
At these music festivals. I will go by myself. Radiohead, I want to see them again. But Sunday, I'm really excited for Dre and Snoop. That's who I want to see.
Drake?
Dr. Dre, or Drake, but Dr. Dr. Dre.
Dr. Drake.
Dre.
Dr.
Drew.
Canada. You know this, right?
Dr. Drew and Snoop are going to sing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Great. What are they going to sing?
I don't know. Probably Gin and Juice.
That
probably
sense.
Get excited.
Probably some like old jazz standards.
Yeah,
that's a hot one.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's I could never do something like that. Like I panic in those kind of outdoor, a lot of people enjoying themselves situations.
It's gonna be hot.
It's gonna be so hot. It's gonna be like 80, right?
Yeah, it's gonna be steaming hot.
You guys, what are you gonna wear, buddy?
I don't know. That's a great question.
Wear edible undies.
Edible undies.
Edible OPs.
Because I don't want to wear shorts all day.
Right.
Because then at nighttime it's going to get cold and chafy
can
balls.
Can I give a bit of advice?
Please.
My new lifestyle.
Yeah, I like this.
Sweatpants.
What?
You can pop them up to your knees when you need. You can drop them back down when it gets cold.
She's dead right.
Sweatpants. I'm in them right now.
With a man tank.
And no one
pudding.
Ever notices. It's my new thing.
And
I've been wearing sweatpants with heeled
boots.
You
talking like sweatpants with the ring around the bottom?
Yeah, buddy. Check it out.
Let's see.
She's got them, folks. She's got them. Yeah.
And then you crank it up.
The genie
and then
from
you drop it down.
And she looks good.
I did just buy some David Beckham sweatpants from H&M.
Cute.
What is he up to?
Yeah. Cute. Wear them.
I should. They're long. They don't have the string at the bottom.
He is fine.
Right
there, Beckham.
But
Beckham's
still,
good
but still, good. Easy roll up.
Yeah.
Either that or you cut off jeans.
I can love this.
And then you sew them back on midday.
That's why I think I like wearing, like, for girls, like leggings, like the tights, not like the pantyhose ones, but you know what I mean? Because it's like you can just roll them up. But I that wouldn't be comfortable because they're like tight on you. I'd do the sweatpant. You're breathing. And then here's the thing. If you sweat, it's like the pants absorb it.
And they absorb it. So I should buy three pairs of sweatpants or just wear one,
wait,
rock
do you
one
just
the whole
time. Stay there the whole time or like do you sleep in a pup tent?
We're
like,
going to stay at a
it.
Friend's house whose grandparents
he
live
lives
out there.
In Coachella?
Who lives, right outside of, right out of Indio, I think.
I'm sorry, is Coachella a place?
It's the musical festival, but it's not an actual city. It's not the actual city.
It's not the city.
No, I think the city's called like Indio. I could be wrong. About
I think it is, yeah.
It sounds Indio? About right.
Yeah, something like that.
You should wear a tank top.
Not
you
a great
wear a tank top?
No, not a
really?
Tank top guy.
You look like a tank top
no.
guy.
What's your favorite part of your body?
Oh, so good. Thank you, Emily, for finally bringing
great
it
question.
Up.
And then I'll figure out what he should wear.
Great
and then
question.
And you say your favorite part of our bodies.
Okay, my favorite part of my body would be my full head of hair.
Oh.
No hat. Do not wear a hat. Show off.
Show
that
off the hair.
Hair.
Wait.
Show
let,
off the hair.
Let us quickly say our favorite part
okay.
about your body.
Oh,
okay. You do us.
I like this.
Wait a minute. Or wear a visor because
visor?
You still get the hair
oh,
action.
The hair out.
Plus, you get the
face.
The face right. coverage.
Okay. She's being dead right now.
Right. But I got to wear something.
My favorite part of your body is, you know what? I like your smile. You got a nice smile
see?
To you. It's not too big. It's not too rude. It's good. I like it. Very friendly.
What's a rude smile? Who has a rude smile?
Like me.
You have.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Elena considers that rude.
If you guys can see this, you'd stop listening. I'm telling you. Rude.
Like a little bit sassy. Mm-hmm. My favorite part of your body is actually your head.
Yeah.
I like your head because it is round, but it's
go.
Like
I like this.
Yes. But it's like it's like a baby face, so that's why you look younger.
Mm-hmm.
It's because like as the older I get, the more like disgusting and like Skeletor my face becomes.
Yeah, like you have no wrinkles.
Yeah.
She's right.
Yeah.
I change mine. I'm changing mine to your skin. Well, that's what I'm changing it to.
You notice I have no eyebrows. Yeah, look at these eyebrows. Check these out.
Whoopee.
Like, there's
gold
nothing on
that's the key.
He's saying check these out, but I'm seeing nothing, folks.
Yeah, there's nothing there. It's nothing. I have no eyebrows.
Oh, that's actually great.
That's a big
I never even knew that.
Yeah, I mean, they're there, but it's very, very faint.
Maybe that's why you look young, too.
No eyebrows. Almost like a weirdo. Yeah.
Okay,
well, Whoopi Goldberg doesn't have any.
I always thought Andy had great hands.
Hands.
Because he's got, like, big hands, but they also, and like that are, like, look strong, but they also look
these are nice,
delicate, and they're you know, they're just nice. It looks like he takes care of them.
These are gorgeous hands.
And also, I like it when, like, men have, like, real, real short-cut nails.
Yeah.
Ew, long nose is disgust.
Or it's even just, like,
nails,
a tiny
right?
bit.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you thinking?
Right.
Yeah. Like, you left
Yeah,
it.
Long nails
Why?
Are never good.
No.
Okay,
for
your
anything.
Favorite part about our bodies.
Okay.
And then we're going to do a round of least favorite. Yo, this is going to be
I've
so
I've already
fun.
Nailed eyebrows. All right. eyes.
Wait, you got to say who you're saying it to.
Mo eyes. Atlanta.
And be the most sensitive.
If he says
be the most sensitive. Got
if
it.
If he says my cankles, I'm going to kill myself.
Well, I mean, I want to say hair immediately.
I hope he says butthole for me.
I want to say hair, but
gorgeous
I can't feel like hair is already taken away. He does have great hair.
You can take hair. You can say hair. It's
I think you both have
now.
Good
you
eyes.
Really
I do like eyes on ladies. So I go eyes. Eyes.
I like people with eyes too.
Okay. Good eyes.
I don't like eyes on ladies. I don't like ladies who are missing eyes.
No. they both have good eyes. And Candini's got the chest. She's kicking it. She's kicking her damn
big old boobie.
Her titties are
it's
as rude as her
thing.
Smile. Believe
and it's
me,
the
guys.
First thing you notice about Candini. Always.
They're
like,
so
nice,
big.
But, and they're getting great. Bigger. They're crazy. I mean, but they're nice, though. They're really nice. And they look good. And they're like even.
They started growing when I was 10 years old. They have not stopped. They have not stopped. I am a 32G.
That's impressive.
That's
do
I
you
even know, know what that is, but it's impressive.
Yeah, it's a G. I can only buy bras in specialty stores, like European stores.
She's 32. Good God, woman. Yeah. What you packing?
I hope I work up to double G.
Yeah,
good
God. Yeah, now you're just good.
I mean, I've seen Candini rock some shirts where I'm like, what is she doing? Why is she wearing that shirt right now?
I'm trying to get raped.
Happens. Okay. All
right. Then come to the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, Emily, you got great boobs. I gotta say this though. I like Emily's eyes. I like Emily's cheekbones. I think they're
just good skin. Emily's got good skin.
She's got incredible skin.
Like porcelain.
Nobody's
almost.
Denying
yeah.
this.
This is what I love about our podcast. We're very like self-esteem.
You got it.
We are self-esteem oriented.
We're self-esteem.
Well, now we're gonna do the round where we all hate about each other.
Okay.
Andy,
hate about
you. Right myself.
Yeah, Andy. Here's what I hate about your body.
Okay. What? Great. Right? Do we all? I get to say what I hate about
I
my body
hate,
too, right?
But I hate nothing about your body at all. 10 things I hate about you.
I like
Not
that.
A Joshua Jackson movie. I'm on a roll. That's 5 movies I know. Bam.
Boom. Do I go first? What I hate about myself?
Yeah. Yes.
If
too
you
hairy.
Like.
I'm
too are hairy. You really
yeah.
hairy?
Yeah.
Let's
yeah.
see.
Yes!
Yeah.
Oh my God. Ladies and gentlemen, he's got a beard that goes from his face
hairy.
All the way down to his pubic
it's
area.
Disgusting. I see cornrows.
Yeah, that's bad. That's rough.
That's not that
that's
bad.
Not
I've
bad
seen
bad
way
but
worse.
But
he
still.
Can still see your skin.
But still,
and you've
still
got
bad.
Like you don't have a ton
not,
of hair on
not
your
arms.
Arms.
Not
like you don't
arms.
Look.
Yeah. His arms I'm not like a gorilla.
What about your legs?
I love it.
Not bad.
It's kind of like a secret though. It's like. Oh, I didn't know you were
yes.
this hairy.
Okay, here's the thing. He has a lot of hair,
Mr.
but
President.
It's thin. It's not like it's thick and dark. So it's not as bad. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's
I've
not
had
gorilla
hairier.
Hair.
I have had hairier. And they were women.
What do you? What does everyone same, prefer, right? hair or hairless on your men's?
I used to hairless. Like hairless, but that's back when I was a pedophile.
Hmm.
Hot time.
No, just when I was younger, I think. But I was also into like really skinny, twinky dudes,
hairless,
as it was.
She was.
Yeah, like twinks. Like only Irish dudes who weighed like 98 pounds, who refused to eat, only smoked, drank whiskey, and had like giant cocks.
Her boyfriend's now.
Wow.
Very specific
like,
ending.
Yeah, I was into them.
I'm trying to imagine this person in my head, and it just isn't not the anatomy
you know
is not
some
working
of them.
Out.
No offense, world. Mort Burke.
Mort,
Mort.
Rabid listener of this podcast, I bet.
No, Mort would never give us the time these days. No, but like Mort's like, you know, skinny, wayfish. He used to drink a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know,
big dick.
Put it out there. But honestly, seriously, he used to wear such tight pants that he would have a pipe going down. Mm-hmm. Everybody knew. Everybody knew about his stuff.
Very tiny pants.
I like a little bit of hair on man.
But these days now, I like chest hair.
I like
I like bigger dudes now.
Yeah, I like a little bit of chest hair. I always like guys that are bigger than me. Always. That's just like, because then I'm like, I'm so skinny. This is so crazy.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. I mean,
most girls like that, right? Bigger dudes?
No, dude, the waif is in.
You
the
like smaller, you
the
waif.
The waif is in.
I liked smaller dudes, so I knew if it came down to it, they could never abuse me.
Right, because you bruise easily.
I could win in the fight.
You bruise easily.
If one of us has to die in front of our kids... It will be you.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like big guys now, though.
I love big guys.
Big
I love
guys.
The
I
like
muscles.
Like not like, you know, not like muscle heads, but like the guy I'm dating now is like pretty built.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's like tall and like pretty muscular.
I like muscles head. I just like a head of muscle. Everywhere else, muscle? No problem. But show me that flex face, baby.
Can I be honest?
No.
Sorry.
I don't know. Okay. No. Is it about what you hate about Andy's body?
Do you remember that brother I was talking about earlier?
Mm-hmm.
Andy should know, yes.
Yeah.
I remember.
He was a bodybuilder. And so I dated one bodybuilder.
What?
Right after him, I dated a power lifter who was like 230 pounds, 6'5". Pure muscle.
Must be the dick. So,
they always shave though. They always shave.
Yeah.
And they were very like the first one very tan, very like Jersey, but like but not loud.
I love Mo just did a beautiful thing with her arm when she said very tan. She moved her arm so gracefully, which made me think he did that.
Yeah.
Like he was always moving like thing. Very slowly, deliberately, but very gracefully.
He's very questionable.
So I gotta say, President Andy,
it's
been
President,
a blast
please.
Having you. It's
Thank
been a
you.
Blast having you, Mr. Mm-hmm. President. What are your what would be like your inspirational like leadership words that you would want to say to our listeners? Because I tell you what, they're tuning into you, buddy.
Yeah, I would say
yes, you can.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up. Didn't Jim Valvano say that? You guys watch ESPN? No, just me.
What if they were like killing people?
Just yeah, no, you. We are all constantly watching ESPN.
Are you?
Yeah, we got all the ESPNs channels. There's like 15 of them now, right?
Yeah.
We watch ESPN Espanol.
Yeah, you guys love sports, right?
We only watch Jim soccer. Rome. He's like one of Rome? Our biggest.
Sure.
Oh, Romy, he
Rome.
Yeah,
he's I mean, Romy, Rome is burning.
I used to. I mean, everyone lost me after the Raiders in the 1990s.
Big Raiders.
Oh, but I had a dog named Bo Jackson. I had a dog named Marcus Allen. All I don't right. have the time.
Bo knows Bo. Right.
That was like late 80s, really. More like mid 80s.
Well, like, yeah,
mid
but.
Late 80s.
Yeah, I guess so. Jesus.
So you're saying, Andy, never give up?
That's, you know, I would maybe start there. And then
I'll
I'd
take
see.
That as an open invitation into your dick.
Thank you.
Woo!
That's what it is. It's
Alana
a lady.
Spent the entire podcast hitting on him. Andy, we love you so much.
Yes.
Thank
you're
you.
So fucking funny.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. And just, you've always been such a cool dude.
Yeah. Sammy, give the wrap-up sign? Did my producer give the... Are you wrapping me out of here?
Yeah, we're wrapping you
we're
out.
We're wrapping you out.
Wrapping wait, me out, I... Sam?
Andy, you didn't even do a pop and lock.
I was... Yeah, well, I'll come back. I'll do another pop and lock.
You have a pop and lock? You can go ahead.
I thought we'd just play... Let's play. Let's pop and lock and do overrated, underrated, rated appropriately.
Yes.
Sure.
All right, ready? It's time for a pop and lock.
What's right? popping? What's locking? It's time to...
Popping. Lockin', pop and lock. All right, guys, time to play overrated, underrated, properly rated. Snickers.
Properly rated.
Overrated.
Properly.
Three Musketeers.
Overrated.
Underrated.
Properly.
Funyuns.
Underrated.
Overrated.
Overrated.
Friends. The TV show.
Perfectly rated.
Overrated.
Yeah, not rated enough.
Ooh, wow.
Not rated.
Not rated enough. Where's
the rating?
MASH.
The TV show or the movie?
Both.
Or the game.
Or the
board
elementary
game.
School game.
The board game.
Underrated.
The board
so
game.
Good.
The game is underrated. As soon as this ends, I want to play MASH.
Okay.
Yeah. If we're talking about mansion, apartment.
Shack house. Yeah.
Okay. Underrated.
Yeah, underrated. Okay. Apple computers.
Overrated.
No. Rated a fit.
Properly.
Like, properly, yeah.
Okay. Arcade Fire.
Underrated.
Appropriately rated.
Yeah.
Radiohead.
Over oh
properly
no
rated.
they're great. I mean let
yeah,
them have their time.
Rated.
Okay. I'll think of one more band. How about Color Me Bad?
Underrated.
Who?
Color Mo.
That's overrated, underrated, properly rated. Pop and lock style.
Thank you so much, Andy. Check us out. www.womenaren'tfunnypod.com. Andy, thanks so much for
thank
coming
you.
Out tonight.
Are you
Andy,
tweeting?
Thank you.
Yes, Sinclair48.
Sinclair48 at Sinclair48. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.